Read and hear more about important news and policy issues at ncpolicywatch.com. This is News and Views with Chris Fitzsimon.
Welcome back to News and Views. Governor Pat McCrory is expected to release his budget proposal next week, and teachers will be watching closely to see just how much is allocated for education. Angela Scioli, a veteran teacher with the Wake County Public School System, is hoping seasoned teachers see a sizable bump in pay this year and that there's money to reinstate the North Carolina Teaching Fellows Program. News and Views producer Clayton Hinkle caught up with Scioli at the 9th annual HK on J rally that brought thousands of demonstrators to downtown Raleigh last weekend.
My name is Angela Scioli.
And tell me why you're out here today.
I'm a 22-year veteran high school teacher of social studies in Wake County. And I just really feel that the future is at stake here in North Carolina. I grew up in a time in 1986, I was in high school, when the state of North Carolina was investing in their young people. And I was a direct benefactor of that. I was a teaching fellow. I was able to go to college because of the state of North Carolina having that vision to invest in me. They were compensating people to get a master's, and so I did. They were compensating people to get nationally board certified, so I did. And I think that my depth of knowledge and my abilities as a teacher were greatly enriched by those experiences. I think veteran teachers are clearly underappreciated, and we know our value. Anyone who comes in our classroom sees our value. The student teachers I work with immediately seize upon the fact that veteran teachers are really the key to healthy schools. And so we've got to take action to make sure that we keep educators in the classroom so that they can hone their skills and better meet the needs of students. And we need them all across the state, in rural areas, in urban areas. So that's why I've got to be here today. And we've all should be here today, because the future of North Carolina is really at stake.
Legislators have said that they are committed to raising the pay of starting teachers this year to $35,000 a year, and that's certainly important to bring new people into the profession, but how do you feel about what's been said about compensation for veteran teachers?
Well, I absolutely am excited that for young teachers to get compensated at a higher rate, because we do need to attract people, but here's the deal. We've got to keep people. Teaching's an extremely difficult job these days. And it takes someone with a very nuanced skill set. They have to be great communicators. They have to be great managers. They have to be decision makers. It takes years and years to really hone those skills. And at the point that you realize that your salary is going to max out at $50,000, someone with that skill set can make a lot more money somewhere else. So if we want the best teachers in the classroom, we've got to make that pay scale make that happen. And we're fooling ourselves if we think that we're going to get the best teachers in the classroom long term if their salaries max out at $50,000. Now, we're certainly not in this for the money, but there comes a point where it's just not tenable for someone who's highly skilled and who can communicate well and think critically and be creative. There's just so many other options out there for people who have that skill set. So we've got to quit fooling ourselves and think that we can shortchange veteran teachers and they'll just magically stick around.
And one thing we know from talking to educators is that it's not always about pay. Talk to me a little bit about this year's issuing of the report cards, which was a very polarizing move according to some of the educators we've talked to.
Right. It's no surprise when I have a student in my classroom who comes from wealth and privilege who performs well. And when a student who has suffered in chronic poverty perhaps struggles. But what we don't do in the classroom is slap an F on that poor child and embarrass him in the media. Because that's not going to inspire that child to improve. What the state of North Carolina should be doing is what classroom teachers do with students who suffer from chronic poverty. You give them extra support. You give them extra resources. You cheer them along at every little step of success to urge them towards higher achievement. And that's what the state of North Carolina should be doing in poorer counties that have high poverty and are struggling. Is let's look at how those schools are helping those kids grow, and let's celebrate every little achievement as we move them to a higher level of achievement. But to embarrass those teachers who are working so hard every day and embarrass those schools by slapping an F or a D on them and undermining the confidence of their community and the most important institutions that serve their children every day, That is just a travesty. And we should be embarrassed that we are letting the most vulnerable people in our state get beat up on that way.
You mentioned that you were a teaching fellow. That program went away, I believe, in 2013. There has been some legislation introduced this year that might reinstate the program. How important is it that we bring back the teaching fellows program?
Well, it's just really important. When I was a teaching fellow, they talked a lot about the best and brightest. And I just can't emphasize enough how to meet the challenges of an increasingly global economy, we have just got to get the best and brightest people in our classrooms who can meet these challenges and evolve with the changes in technology. And society's changing so quickly that we need people who are highly adaptive in our classrooms. And so, you know, I came from a middle-class family. There was no college fund, but I had done very well in school and applied myself at every chance. And it was really the Teaching Fellows Scholarship that got my mind thinking about teaching. And only once I started thinking about it did I realize that it energized me like nothing else. So would I be a teacher today without the Teaching Fellows Scholarship? No, I would not. I'm in it for 22 years, and I'm in it until the very end because it's my passion and it's become a part of my very identity. So yeah, I think that was a good investment for North Carolina. It was $20,000. They've underpaid me now for $20,000. They got their money back, I do believe. And it might not work out that way every time. Let's say there's one out of 10 of us that are like me. I still think that's a pretty good investment for North Carolina. I think the math could actually work out. So you got me for $20,000. You underpay me for $30,000. Yeah, that's good math, I would say.
Your final bit of advice for the legislature. They're not in town as this march is going on, but they'll be back next week. What would you like them to know?
I just want them to know that there's a coalition forming in North Carolina of smart people who understand that right now the cards are stacked against us. We see that the districts are gerrymandered. We know that this is going to be an uphill fight, but we are not going to stop because we believe in our state. We know that our state has a proud history, and we're going to return North Carolina to being one of the jewels of the South.
That's it for another edition of News and Views. Look for us on the web at ncpolicywatch.com. For producer Clayton Hinkle, this is Krista Simon. Thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to News and Views with Chris Fitzsimon, director of North Carolina Policy Watch. Visit them online at ncpolicywatch.com. News and Views, a weekly look at state and policy issues, is a production of the North Carolina Justice Center.